From Washington, this is VOA News. Authorities say two people were killed Friday morning at San Antonio Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio, Texas. Sheriff spokesman James Keith said two bodies were found inside a room of a building on base. Keith said the shooter is believed to be among the dead. However, sheriff's deputies and other law enforcement officers are continuing to search the building and nearby facilities. In 2009, Fort Hood, which is about 260 kilometers from Lackland, was the site of the deadliest shooting at a U.S. military base, when 13 people were killed and 31 injured. Russian aviation authorities say the pilots of a Fly Dubai passenger plane that crashed in Rostov-on-Don on March 19th acted in a contradictory manner minutes before the plane crashed into the ground, killing all 62 people on board. Russia's Interstate Aviation Committee said Friday in its first report on the crash that the pilots attempted two landings in bad weather before climbing to 900 meters and abruptly pushing the nose of the craft down. The action caused the plane to plummet into the ground at a speed exceeding 600 kilometers per hour. It's not clear why the plane went into its fatal steep dive. Investigators say they are still analyzing the audio from the plane's cockpit voice recorder. A group of 45 Pakistani migrants has reached Dikili, Turkey, making the short trip from a migrant camp on the Greek island of Lesbos, where they were staying. The migrants arrived in Turkey despite protests by human rights activists. At least two activists were arrested for trying to prevent the Turkish vessel from leaving. A second group of migrants is expected to arrive in Turkey later Friday. Greek authorities say none of the migrants sent to Turkey had applied for asylum. This is VOA News. South Korea says 13 North Koreans have defected to their southern neighbor after working at a restaurant in a foreign country. A spokesman for Seoul's Unification Ministry did not say what country they'd been working in. North Korea usually blames South Korea for convincing North Koreans to defect. Earlier Friday, North Korea launched a verbal attack on South Korean President Park Geun-hye in response to her participation last week in a U.S.-hosted nuclear summit in Washington. A spokesman in Pyongyang said Park is a matchless evil woman who has increased the danger of a war on the Korean peninsula. As South Korea responded by warning North Korea against slandering its leaders, a joint military operation with the United States and South Korea was underway with North Korea in mind. U.S. Army Major Ed Arnston had this to say about the U.S. role in South Korea.
Our mission over here is to deter North Korean aggression, partner with our South Korean allies across multiple formations, and then help sustain our alliance here on the peninsula.
The United Nations is calling for collective action to combat violent extremism. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has told more than 700 delegates attending the first-ever conference on preventing extreme violence that they have to tackle its root causes to defeat it. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva on the last day of the two-day conference.
Terrorism and extreme violence are not new phenomena, but UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says modern technology like smartphones along with social media outlets have allowed the twin scourges to spread like a cancer. Ban says it is time to try a new approach.
We need a more comprehensive and balanced approach that addresses the drivers of violent extremism. I think we should invest and focus more on prevention.
That, he says, involves the need to address the root causes of what drives people, particularly youth, to become radicalized and join terrorist organizations such as the Islamic State militant group and Boko Haram. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Myanmar has begun releasing political prisoners, as promised by ruling party leader Aung San Suu Kyi on Thursday. Families have been gathering at prisons since Aung San Suu Kyi's announcement, awaiting word of their loved ones. Aung San Suu Kyi said amnesties would be granted as part of the celebration of the Buddhist New Year, which occurs mid-April. And Belgian police are hoping the public can identify a Brussels airport bombing suspect spotted on newly released surveillance video. That's the news. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.